Wow. Powerful, powerful ministrations. To God alone be all the glory. I'm going to be sharing with you from the book of Genesis chapter 38 and from verse number 27. I'm actually reading two scriptures to start this sharing today. Genesis 38 from verse number 27 to 30. And it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came out first. Verse 29. And it came to pass as he drew back his hand that, behold, his brother came out. And she said, how hast thou broken forth? This breach be upon thee. Therefore his name was called Phares. Verse 30. And afterward came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zarah. 2 Samuel chapter 13 from verse number 17. 2 Samuel 13 from verse number 17. 2 Samuel 13. Then he called his servants that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of divers colors upon her. For with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins appareled. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of divers colors that was on her, and laid her hand on her head and went on crying. And Absalom, her brother, said unto her, hath Amnon thy brother been with thee? But hold now thy peace, my sister. He is thy brother. Regard not this thing. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. She remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. This year, I am privileged to be sharing a message with you that I have titled Shift. 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 In the two passages of scriptures that I read, we see two people. Both are women. And same name, Tamar. They both faced similar situations. Storms rose against them. Tamar means the palm tree. And if you look at the palm tree, every part of the palm tree is useful. The first Tamar had a bad marriage. She became a widow twice. And, you know, that's not a funny experience at all. At all. May the Lord comfort all of you that are widows or widowers watching me. The second Tamar was raped by someone she trusted. Someone she tried to help. She cooked for the man. She prepared a meal for the man. She spent her time. She labored. But she was rewarded with an assault. While one Tamar allowed the water to get into her and the water to sink her, the other Tamar turned the situation around. Remember that it is the water that the ship or the boat allows to get into it that sinks it, not the water around it. As long as the ship does not allow the water to get into it, all will be well. We may not be able to control what happens around us or to us, but we can control what we do with what happens. Shift is an action word, is a command. To shift is to move from one place to another, to change direction, to switch, to transfer, to carry, to convey, to rearrange, to move, to stretch, to transform, to remodel, to adjust, to modify. As human beings, God created us erect and mobile. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 tells me, Genesis 2 7, God breathed into us the breath of life. The breath of God on your inside is for progressive mobility. Your feet, for instance, are forward moving, forward facing. Your eyes are not located at the back. Normally and usually, we don't walk back. God is very intentional, very intentional about us. The Bible calls him the only wise God. The seed of progress is inside every human being. When you run, you want to run faster. When you jump, you want to jump higher. When you sing, you want to sing better. When you have money, you want to have more. Everybody wants to be better. It is inside everything that God created. It speaks to the grass. Grow, grow, grow. It speaks to the trees, the animals, the fetus. It's speaking to you and me. And God is telling us as we begin this fantastic year to shift forward. Shift upward. Life is about development. Life is about stretching. Life is about growth. Life is about movement. Stagnation is not a part of God's counsel for our lives. Stagnation is not a part of God's purpose for our lives. Defeat is not supposed to be the norm. And failure is just a feedback. You are meant for more. In Genesis chapter 1, God said, "Let there be," and there was movement. In Ruth chapter 1, verse 7, Naomi went forth out of the place she was. She shifted. In Mark chapter 4, verse 35, Mark 4, 35, Jesus said to them, "Let us go to the other side." Same thing in Mark 8, 13. Mark 8, verse 18. He gave the commandment to depart onto the other side. Stagnation is not a part of your DNA. Perpetual increase is God's design for you. In this new year, you've got to shift. Shift on your inside. Shift mentally. Shift spiritually. Shift in your health. Shift maritally. Shift in your career. Shift financially. Shift. 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 It's time for another shift. As we celebrate womanhood and we inspire the female gender, God is saying, shift. Shift forward. Shift from, number one, past mistakes and errors. Shift from your past mistakes and errors. Be not a slave to your past. In life, every one of us has said or done things we wish we didn't. It's part of growth. Your past is your past. That's what it is. Full stop. Your past is your past. You're not the mistakes you made. Stop allowing your past to enslave you. Refuse to be held in servitude. Reject its dominating influence. Own your past. Do not let it own you. When God forgives you, he dumps your sin in the ocean of forgetfulness and he puts a signpost there. No fishing. Number two, shift from negative occurrences. Somebody did something to me last year. Somebody said something. Somebody syndrome. It happened in 904. This is 2021. Wake up and shift. 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 The person may not even apologize. It doesn't matter. That person took a part of you in your past. Must you allow him or her to continue to take a part of your present? No, shift. Stop rehearsing the pain. Stop repeating the words of your haters about you. The potential of pain is to consume you. Shift. Shift. Do not allow it. Pain is as great as you make it. If you cannot find anyone to encourage you, encourage yourself. Remind yourself, the God that did it in the past, he is still on the throne. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 6. 1 Samuel 36. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Remember the times when it was a quarter to shame and God showed up. Remember, please encourage yourself. Number three, shift from unproductive relationships. Shift from your past, Shift from negative circumstances. Shift from unproductive relationships. Shift from everyone and anyone that diminishes you. Any relationship that demeans you. Situations that belittle you. Evil reminders. Job chapter 12 and verse number 3. And Job chapter 13 verse 2. Job 12, 3. And Job 13, 2. What you know, I know. I am not inferior to you. That's it. And after God has spoken, every other speaker is a latecomer. You are not inferior to anybody. Shift from that mindset. Shift. Any relationship that makes you feel less than who you really are. Makes you feel less in importance, in value. Relationships that badmouth you. A relationship that trash talks you. Runs you down. Diminishes you. Dismisses you. Disparages you. Puts you down. Derogates you. Why will you marry somebody that disregards everything you represent? Everything you stand for. Someone that minimizes you. Shift. Shift. Please shift. Shift from these three major things. Shift from past mistakes and errors. Shift from negative occurrences. And shift from unproductive relationships. This is 2021. Shift. You shift by the following things. Number one, grace. Grace is an endowment. It is the maker of men. 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Grace is a lubricant. It makes things easy. Paul may plant. Apollos may water. It is grace that simplifies movement. Grace makes you look like you know how to do it. The grace of God amplifies your voice. Grace defines destiny. No one competes with a person of grace without being disgraced. May God grace your life. May God grace our lives in 2021. May God be unusually gracious to us. According to number 6 from verse 24. This is my heart cry for you today. That the grace of God will make you shift into destiny. Make you shift in every area of your life. So that you will rejoice. And in case you're watching me and you are not yet born again, you don't have a relationship yet with the Lord, I invite you today. God loves you and he doesn't want you to spend eternity elsewhere else. Please give your heart to him today. He will save you. He will deliver you. He will defend you. He will beautify your life. He's more than able to do that. Shift by grace. Number 2, shift by words. What do your words reveal about you? In 2021, what are you going to be saying about yourself? In every word, there is a power germ that expands and projects itself in the direction our words indicate and ultimately develops into physical expression. Genevieve Burrand said that. Words are important. In 2021, you're going to be shifting by the words you speak. Stop speaking words of lack, words of intimidation, words of victimization, words of fear and regret. What story are you narrating about yourself to others? Each of us has a story, but we are not our story. No. Some of our stories are tragic. And unfortunate, but the stories do not define us. They are just stories, and it's part of our growth. Tell empowering stories about yourself in 2021. Please, I beseech you, eliminate victim language. I can't do this. Somebody said, they don't like me. They don't, No, like yourself. Believe in yourself. Love yourself. Celebrate yourself. Value yourself. You are special. You are important. The people around you may not value you. It does not matter. Don't let this ship sink. The ship of your life. Do not let it sink. don't let it sink. Don't allow the waters, negative energy, to sink the ship. You are important. There's a woman in the Bible in 1 Samuel 25. Her story is good and pathetic. Abigail. 1 Samuel 25, you see her story there. When David wanted to marry her, you know, she said, I'm happy. From verse 40, I will be the servant. I'll be washing the feet of the servants of the king. And that was what she became. Washer of feet of servants. When the next heir to the throne was to be selected, her children were not mentioned. Because she said, I will be washing the feet of servants. May not that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. So you shift by grace. Number two, you shift by words. Number three, you shift by people. Please, in 2021, have a clear role model of success. I'm not talking of mentors that frustrate you and eat you up. Tormentors. That's not what I'm talking about. Have a clear role model of success. People you need in your life. People that are reflecting and demonstrating what you want. That's the people you should look for. You need raisers. You don't need basement people. You need balcony people. Not people that will bring you down. You need lifters and encouragers. We shift by people. My husband says that the greatest, one of the greatest tragedies of life is to be surrounded by the people that are unnecessary and irrelevant to your destiny. Please, in 2021, change. Shift from those relationships. And number four, we shift by praise. We shift by praise. We shift by grace. We shift by words. We shift by people. And then we shift by praise. You see, complaining is to the devil what praise is to God. If you are going to shift in this new year, be a thanksgiver. Whether you see the rain or you don't see the rain, whether the valleys are filled or not, you just choose to be happy. You choose to celebrate. You know why? Because you're shifting and shifting and shifting and shifting. Begin to rehearse songs. Begin to dance by yourself. Excuse me, dance by yourself. Shift by praise. Please shift by praise. God is waiting for your praise in 2021. Do not allow anybody to make you feel bad about yourself. Shift by praise. Shift by thanksgiving. Do not just stay in the kitchen cooking without putting some praise songs on. Dance, tell yourself, excuse me, dance. What's going on? I'm expecting some miracles, but I want to enjoy where I am on the way to where I am going. I'm shifting in the name of Jesus. Today, I'd like to pray with you as you consider these words that the Lord laid on my heart for you. Please remember, don't travel backwards. Your feet are forward looking and forward going. That's God's counsel for you. And in the name of Jesus, you're going to be shifting. God will bring people your way that will hold your hands and help you shift. That situation will not swallow you up. In the name of Jesus. You want to give your heart to Jesus, please put your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please forgive me. Wash me clean. Write my name in the book of life. Today, I hand over my heart to you. I believe you died for me and you rose for my sake. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that prayer sincerely, I believe you're born again. Please locate a Bible-believing church and be planted there. Can we all pray together? Father, I want to thank you for 2021 shift that you have released into the air. I pray for everyone that has listened to me today that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the grace to shift forward and shift upward, multiply it to them in the name of Jesus. Every storm that is troubling your life, I curse it in the name of Jesus. Anyone that needs healing today, in the name of Jesus, I reach out to the root of that sickness. It doesn't matter whether it has defied medical solution. God is here and his presence are here. Healing is part of it. He says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he shall take away sickness from the midst of you. That sickness is taken away today in the name of Jesus. I set you free to go enjoy God. Everyone going through one crisis or another, marital, ministerial, financial, in any aspect of your life, may God beam his light upon you and cause you to shift into your next level in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I bless everyone. Do them good. Be unusually kind to them. Be extraordinarily kind to them. Set people their way. Send people their way. Arrange people their way that will help them to continually shift in the direction of your counsel for their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you for 2021, because all of us will testify at the end of this year that God has been good to us. We give you all the glory and all the praise. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. I'm trusting God that I'm going to celebrate with you. Whether you are believing God for the blessing of the womb or who to marry, it does not matter. We've prayed for you. And I'm going to see you at the top, because that's where you belong. We are shifting together. God bless you. I'll see you again.